USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The Taliban has entered the presidential palace in the capital city, Kabul, and is now in control of the entire country, according to a highly placed source. The group is soon expected to declare the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. Epic Times reports an anonymous source inside the Afghan Defense Ministry confirmed the high-ranking source's report. President Ashraf Ghani left Kabul after stepping down from power Sunday. Rumors of his resignation had been circulating since Friday, while fears of the Taliban attacking the capital have also been high. Taliban officials say they expect a complete handover of power, marking their return to power 2 decades after being forced out by U.S.-led forces. Thousands of homes in Northern California are threatened by the nation's largest wildfire. The Dixie Fire is the largest of more than 100 large blazes burning in more than a dozen western states. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The search continues this hour for any more survivors from the devastating 7.2 earthquake that struck the hemisphere's poorest nation of Haiti on Saturday. Hundreds are dead, thousands more are injured. We check in with John Clemens in the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
We were able to get through to Cara Buck of Mercy Corps in Port-au-Prince about the damaging aftershocks that could cause even more death and destruction.
So we are hearing a lot about the roads being obstructed, and things are still shifting and moving, right? We had a number of aftershocks even last night.
A tropical storm could also strike portions of Haiti with heavy rain and high winds by Monday.
We could anticipate potentially some heavy rainfall that could affect the situation, but like I said, we're glad to hear that the brunt of this storm should be diverted and not hit the area of the epicenter.
His death toll over 700 and more than 2,800 injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least six passengers who have not been vaccinated for COVID-19 were denied boarding their cruise they had booked from Seattle to Alaska. The passengers said they thought they only needed to show a negative COVID test within 72 hours. The passengers were left on the dock in Seattle. 27 people traveling on a Carnival cruise ship have tested positive, one passenger and 26 crew members. Carnival Cruise Line says the ship was sailing from Galveston, Texas to Belize. Meanwhile, Ford and General Motors are fighting over the term cruise. Here's Brad Bernards from the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau.
Ford said late on Friday it will ask the U.S. Patent Office to rescind trademarks obtained by rival General Motors for the terms cruise and supercruise, escalating a brawl GM began by suing Ford over its use of Blue Cruise for an automated driving system. The legal fight between the two Detroit automakers turns on whether cruise is a generic term for technology that allows the car to take over some share of driving tasks from a human motorist.
I've got the cruise control set, and then you just hit the cruise button here. It's the steering wheel. Boom. It shows green up here. That means this Cadillac is cruising.
Ford reiterated on Friday its position that GM's suit is frivolous. The effort to nullify GM's trademark for the use of the word cruise takes the fight to a new level.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.